Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So, welcome back to Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is one of those times when I take a segment or two and share some ideas with you, some things that are on my mind. I do this about once a week, and as I say, it's just the two of us right now. I've got I want to talk about buying a business. So if you're thinking about buying a business, it's a pretty good chance that you're thinking to yourself, hey, I made big purchases before. I bought a sofa. I bought a car. I bought a house once. That can't be any different than buying a business, right? Wrong. Major, full caps, bold, underlined, underscore, flashing neon red light. Wrong. To paraphrase Mark Twain, the difference between making a large consumer purchase and buying a business is like the difference between lightning and a lightning bug. Every business sale is a totally unique transaction, which is the opposite of buying a commodity like a car. And besides being the most complicated transaction you're likely to ever undertake, with all the components that make up any business, when there are many, and I'm going to talk about a few of them today, there is one more huge factor when you're buying a small business. And those of you who are in business know what I'm talking about. And that other factor is, it's someone's life. You're buying a small business from someone, you're not just buying their assets, you're buying their life. Consequently, the education process for a transaction like that is quite involved. So to help you get started, I want you to consider a few questions that you can use to ask a prospective business seller, the owner of the business that you're thinking about buying from. And these are suggested by our business buying expert, Russell Brown. Some of you may remember Russell. Years ago, Russell was with me for many, many years. Golly, about probably 15 years, Russell was with me. And he finally retired. I wore him out, I think. But Russell came up with some great questions, and I'm gonna share some of his questions. But the editorializing is mine. But when I ask you the question, whatever follows that is all on me. So they're in numbers, but you don't have to ask them in this order. And the first one is, why are you selling? This isn't an abrupt or an inappropriate question, as long as you work it in at the right time. Why are you selling? You don't walk in and say, hi, I'm Jim, tell me why you're selling. But this is information that you want to know. Why are you selling your business? Regardless of the answer, it's information that could quite possibly contribute to your decision about whether to buy or not, and absolutely how to negotiate. If this person says, I want to retire, well, you have to ask yourself, do they really want to retire, or is somebody else telling them to retire? That would tell me one thing. If the person said, well, my wife and I are getting a divorce, and this is part of the estate we're splitting up. All right, now we know we got a timetable. If the person says, I'm going to close up and move across the country to be with my grandkids. Well, now, again, we've got a different kind of timetable. So why are you selling tells you an awful lot about what you're going to have to do, how you're going to have to dovetail with and how to negotiate, and probably even what you're going to pay for the business. So this is something. So you might not have to ask them. They might just tell you. If you listen a little bit, that's the reason why you don't want to ask this right out of the box. If you listen just a little bit, you may hear why they're selling. Just pay attention. For one thing, even whether you're asking questions or whether you're not asking questions, everything that's coming out of a prospective seller's mouth is information that you can use. Number two, May I see the last year's 3 years of financials? So you use their numbers as a base from which to recast and project your future business. And it will be adjusted. That's the recasting. It will be adjusted for how you will run the company. If the seller refuses to give you numbers, either he doesn't have any, which is very likely, doesn't want you to see how bad they are, which is very likely, or this person thinks you aren't a credible prospect, which is also very likely. I didn't say you weren't credible, but they might think you're not. Or it's possible that you've asked for them too soon. And so you want to make sure you don't ask for the financials before you've kind of earned the right to do that. But that's an important question. Number three, what are the industry trends and greatest future challenges? You want to get this person to tell you maybe a little bit of their pain. The answer will inform you. Whatever they say will inform you and or tell you how much the seller understands about the current marketplace. Hopefully, if you're thinking about buying this business, you're already thinking about how you can improve it. Well, ask them what they think about it. What are their thoughts? If they were going to stay in the business, what would they do? Where would they invest? That kind of thing. In the 21st century, folks, market challenges and competition comes in many forms and from many directions. You'll need to know both pieces of the puzzle, what you think and what they think, to determine how much unclaimed opportunity can be realized. The seller might have some ideas that you hadn't thought about. Number four, how can I increase sales and profits? You might think if the seller knew how to do that, they would just do it, right? Well, but often the seller knows the answer, but doesn't have the expertise, the capital, or maybe even the desire to take the next step. This could be especially true regarding new technologies and 21st century marketing strategy. So you want to make sure you pay attention to that. How can I increase profits? That's a good question to ask. Number five. Will you finance part of the purchase price? Russ Brown says that 80% of all small business sales in the United States involve some kind of seller financing. It may even be higher than that. Even if you don't need it, ask for it and use it if the seller makes it available. Any terms from a seller will usually be better than the bank, than whatever money you're going to borrow from the bank. Plus, if the seller will give you financing, it tells you how confident they are about the business's viability. Don't be afraid to ask that question. Will you take part of the purchase price back? Will you help me finance this purchase price? We'll come back. I've got some more. I've got four more of these questions we're going to talk about after this break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.